A lawsuit over clean water on the island of Maui is the subject of today's reality check. Honolulu Civil Beat reporter Nathan Eagle joins us on the line today. Good morning, Nathan.
Good morning.
So your headline, a legal fight over clean water taken too far?
Absolutely. That is the question that people are wrestling with now is why is Maui County still so insistent on taking this case all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Yeah, this has dragged on forever.
It's been years. I mean, I think the first lawsuit was filed initially in 2012, I want to say. The four environmental groups, Hawaii Wildlife Fund, Sierra Club, Surfrider Foundation, and West Maui Preservation Association, represented by Earth Justice, of course.
Yeah, and the concern is over water quality and the effect on our reefs, right?
Yeah, it really is. And even more so, the reason folks are so worried about this one is the ramifications it could have for the entire country's rivers, lakes, oceans, everything considered a quote-unquote navigable waterway under the Clean Water Act. And so the concern is that the Lahaina Wastewater Treatment Facility, you know, is pumping 3 to 5 million gallons of sewage a day, handling that much, and it's reaching the ocean. But it's going through groundwater first, and that's the question the Supreme Court is going to wrestle with. So the plaintiffs in this case in particular have been successful through the district court level, the appeals court level, but a couple other circuit courts are split on this. It's kind of a who touched it last kind of thing.
Right. And the concern, though, is that this wastewater that's going in the ocean has a lot of nutrients, right?
Absolutely. That's what first kind of sparked the interest in the case, or when people first noticed, is it was causing these huge algal blooms that were just smothering the reefs just offshore of Kahikili Beach on the west side of Maui. And of course, that kills the reefs and that hurts the fish, and it's just all in all not too good for the environment.
So explain how the need for a permit factors into this.
So that's where it gets a little tricky, but what the Clean Water Act basically says is that if you're discharging a pollutant from a known source, in this case, these wastewater wells, and it ends up in a navigable water, rivers, lakes, oceans, that you need what's called a National Pollution Discharge Elimination System permit, which is about as government-y as it can get. What the county is saying is, no, we don't, because it's going through groundwater first. What the judges have ruled is, yeah, but you knew that from the beginning. And to hold otherwise, to use the court's words, would make a mockery of the Clean Water Act. Because basically, as the plaintiffs have said, and a whole list of folks who are now filing friend of the court briefs in this case, everyone from craft brewers to fishermen, are saying, well, if that's the case, we could just stop the pipe a few feet from shore, and then it's going through groundwater before it enters the ocean. So we don't need that permit anymore. So that's the real concern here.
Right. So you've had this split decision with the lower courts, and now it's heading up to the Supreme Court.
Absolutely. Yeah, they've set arguments from November 6th. These friend of the court filings started pouring in last month and the month before. And so there's a whole suite of people on both sides that are just taking interest in this case. You know, on the environmentalist side, you know, it's former Republican and Democratic EPA administrators, the brewers, the fishermen, scientists, even a Native American tribe. And then lining up kind of in support of Maui County are Trump's EPA, the Department of Justice, oil, gas, mining companies, and a bunch of others, property rights groups, steel workers, mostly red states and governors.
So what do the local environmental attorneys think, you know, Dave Henkin or Paul Achitoff? I mean, how are they looking at this?
They're frankly surprised that it's gone this far. They're not real sure why Maui County hasn't just settled. They've offered settlements all along the way, tried to work with them. So they feel confident going into it because they're looking at just the plain reading of the law and think that they have a good case. They look at the way the previous courts have ruled in their favor. But they are concerned, again, with the ramifications this could have if a now more conservative-leaning Supreme Court rules against them.
Yeah, because, oh boy, that's major, given this court.
It's really major, yeah. It would, you know, what they're concerned about is it could just make it a lot easier to pollute our fresh waters, rivers, lakes, oceans, wetlands, than it has been in the past.
So yeah, it's almost kind of win the battle but lose the war.
Exactly.
And what are we hearing from Maui County, the mayor?
The mayor wasn't available for an interview, but his office sent a statement, and they're looking at the EPA's newest views of this EPA, their views, which kind of underscore their own arguments that, hey, maybe this could have far-reaching ramifications, not so much for the environment, but for property owners. Would a person who owns a cesspool or a septic system now all of a sudden have to get one of these NPDES permits, which could be costly, it could take a lot of time? So that's kind of where they're coming from.
And so I imagine, though, these environmental groups are a little nervous because this is probably one of those important cases that's before the Supreme Court.
It really is. Yeah, it's one of the biggest that's going to be taken up, especially when it comes to clean water. And it's been kind of just making its way slowly but surely. And again, yeah, the ramifications are just huge. Beyond even the immediate impacts of it, you know, folks are also very worried about climate change. You know, these reefs are already reeling from warmer and more acidic ocean or more acidic waters. So there's been an intense focus on, well, let's do what we can do. Let's control the pollution that we can, all the other sources of harm to the reefs, like this wastewater, to give these reefs a fighting chance.
So whose ball? Whose court is the ball in now? I mean, do we just wait? Can we pull this out before there's a decision by the Supreme Court, or what?
It's in Maui County's hands, and it's my understanding that the county council or the mayor could just decide to settle this. And money is even, from what I'm told, already been budgeted to deal with the upgrades and things like that. Basically, it would be infrastructure that they would need to put for their wastewater system to use that wastewater for other things like watering golf courses or commercial real estate, things like that, ag land even.
Okay, all right.
Eventually, yeah.
Well, we'll have to see what happens November 6th.
November 6th.
Okay, thanks a lot, Nathan.
You bet.
That was reporter Nathan Eagle with today's Reality Check. To read his full story, go to civilbeat.org.